Some of you going to
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
Man, oh man, keep on talking to me. Man, I gotta tell y'all, I really, 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 really love that song, man. I love me some Donnie McClurkin, man. His voice is amazing. That song in particular, man, I love it. So, man, great Tuesday morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a super fantabulous weekend, man. I hope you guys are moving into your week and you're confident and you're grinding and you're working on the things that really matter in your life. Man, what's first, man? There's so much going on. There's so much going on. There's so much going on. You know, I know that every day brings new challenges. Every day brings new blessings. And I just got to share with y'all, man, I'm in a place right now to where, you know, I go through those seasons where I'm just being poured into and talked to. And I love it because, you know, I get to receive, and it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And you sit back and you chart out a pattern and a, you know, for your life, and you try to figure out exactly what's next. What are we going to do next? Where do I go from here? And so many things are opened up to you when you listen. You know, we always say that God gave us two ears, two eyes, two hands, two feet. I mean, those are the hands and the feet. Those are the action, you know, parts that we have. And the eyes and the ears, we see and we hear. And he only gave us one tongue. So the less we talk, the better off we are. We listen more than we actually talk. So which means when you listen more, you filter more. And before it hits the one thing that has the power of life and death, that tongue, before it hits that, you can filter it out and know that what you're saying is going to absolutely give life. So, man, I'm excited about the show. I got to tell you, it's a challenge. It's a task for me to figure out what I want to talk about. You know, on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and I can tell you what I know happened. Over the last couple of days, Facebook blocked me. I'm gonna call that a blessing. I put it in the blessing category, and you know, I look at Facebook and it blocked me, and you know, then I look at Instagram, and Instagram is Instagram. Social media as a whole, man, is social media. You can't let it rule your life. If you let it rule your life, man, trust me, it can rule your life, but you can't let it. So, you know, Facebook blocked me, and you know, I always say that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So you just got to figure out what that reason is. This is not that it's not going to happen. It's that everything happens for a reason. I mean, everything happens for a reason. And you have a choice on whether you're going to choose to find the good in it or the bad in it. You know, even the negative stuff can help you grow. You just got to figure it out, and you got to figure out how are you going to apply it. How does it apply to you? How are you going to apply it? And it's going to help you grow in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I promise you, it never fails. It may hurt, you know, in the beginning, but it's always something that's going to make you grow. And, you know, the block on Facebook, you know, I've been talking about the YouTube platform, you know, that's coming up. And you know what? The block on Facebook, the way I see it is, yeah, you know, I did something wrong, I guess, in their eyes. I played some music that I probably shouldn't have played, but I got blocked. A lot of you have been there before. But, you know, I got blocked, and I said, you know what, this is the moment I need to go ahead and get this Facebook platform together and get it launched. And because I've been procrastinating about that platform for quite some time. So now I got the opportunity to do it, man, and social media, man, I love social media. I really do. I love it. I believe it's the wave of the future. But I believe that, you know, it's just like God gave us two eyes and two ears and you know, he gave us one tongue. I believe that, you know, we have to make a choice on whether or not we're going to speak life or whether or not we're going to speak death, you know, on that thing. And he and the devil made it convenient for us to just be able to be what I call thumb thugs. You know, we can type up, people can type up a lot of stuff and say a lot of stuff on social media that they don't really have to say in person. And so the art of communication is kind of changing itself. The art of communication is not all verbal. It's not all physical. The art of communication now has added, social media to the repertoire, you know. So you have to figure out whether you want to embrace that or not. You want to stay up with the evolution of technology, but you got to figure out how you want to embrace it. And you can't allow it to embrace you. Remember, we always talk about, you know, controlling the controls around here. And whatever you do, no matter what anybody else says or no matter what anybody else does, you have to control your own controls, right? That's the one thing that we always talk about on the show. That's the one thing that has to happen right off the cuff. You got to figure out how to control your controls. And I'm going to talk about a few different things on the show this morning. I'm going to play some more music for you guys because I can do it on this Blog Talk Radio platform. But I want to talk about some multiple things this morning. And you know, we always want to bridge gaps on this show. So we want to talk about real life stuff while we sip on our coffee, our tea, or whatever you may have, coffee break. And we want to sit back and we want to be able to bridge some gaps and say some real life stuff that people may be dealing with, you know, not sugarcoated, but, you know, say it tastefully, right? So in the spirit of that, you know, I'm on the lines of social media and things of that nature. And you know, I said, smile while you, life is short, smile while you still have teeth. And man, I'm telling y'all, man, that thing, that was real. I just laughed when I saw that post, you know, and I said, you know, man, life is real short. Life is short. And you definitely want to smile while you still have teeth. You know, and I was, you know, in corporate America, man, I was, you know, I couldn't walk around smiling all the time, you know, because it gets misinterpreted sometimes, you know, and people, you know, and how I was raised in the military, you know, being a war veteran, you know, you can't walk around smiling, you know, you gotta have the, you know, your face has to look like you mean business. And, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm kind of balancing it out a little more, trying to smile a little more, trying to, you know, be more open. And, you know, somebody said, well, you know, and I'm going to just keep it 100 with you guys. Somebody said, well, you know what, you know, sometimes you don't seem that approachable. And you know what? I said, good. I don't want to seem approachable to everybody, you know, and that's just me. It may not be you. You may want everybody in the world to come up to you. And, you know, but the people that know me know that I have a passion for people. I just don't have a passion for BS. I don't want it in my life. So if you talk to me, if you know who I am, you know that I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you, but I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to just lash out at you. I'm going to say what I say tastefully. So, you know, and I am a Sagittarius. So if you know anything about Sagittarius, I'm not a big astronomy dude, but I do know this about, the Sagittarius sign, that if you want to know the truth of it, if you want to know exactly what something is, then you ask a Sagittarius, you know. So be careful, because you may not get the answer that you wanted, but you're going to get the answer that's truthful, the answer that's there, right? So a lot of us ask questions and we want to know the answer, but the answer is what we want the answer to be. So you can't always have your cake and eat it too. But nonetheless, man, talking along the lines of social media and everything, as I said before, man, social media is a technological breakthrough. People are able to express themselves on social media. People are able to bless people. People are also able to, you know, curse people. People are able to, you know, dramatize people. Whatever the case may be on social media, man, you got a lot of tools in your toolbox that you can choose from if that's what you want to do. But, you know, I've vowed to speak life. I don't battle on social media. Been there, done that. Life is short, man. Smile while you have teeth, you know, because you never know when, you know, your number's going to come up and you leave here. So, you know, here's another thing I know. We always talk about controlled controls because at the end of the day, you know, when all of the dust settles, you know, what you really have is really what you create. What's yours? What's yours? What do you own? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What are you, when all of the dust settles, when you're left standing there by yourself, who are you? What are you? Who are you? What are you? I know what God says you are or you're supposed to be, but when the dust settles, when all of the armor is stripped away, when all of the, you know, fanciness of life and things are stripped away, when you're standing in a room by yourself, when you're laying in your bed by yourself, when you're looking in the mirror and nobody else is around to pat you on the back, tap you on the butt, nobody's around to say, you know, oh man, you're awesome. You know, I think you're phenomenal. When nobody's around to say that, how do you feel about yourself? What are you and who are you? And that's what I call when the dust settles. And, you know, when you talk about that in the realm of I would say weightlifting or fitness or things of that nature, people talk about water weight and people talk about fluff. You know, when you see somebody and you see them and they say, you know, well, you look great. You know, you look great. And the person is, you know, they may be working out, but they may be taking some stuff that is enhancing them, you know, not just a little bit, but a lot. Coffee break. So they're taking some stuff that's enhancing them, but when they stop taking that stuff, who are they? What are they? What do they really look like? See, this morning we're talking about real muscle. This morning we're talking about the real you. This morning we're talking about when the dust settles, what's left? And here's the thing. If you've controlled the controls, that's when you start growing. You don't start growing until you've controlled the controls, right? If you've got somebody sitting in your control booth and they're controlling every aspect of your life and you've become a zombie or a robot, if you will, then you don't start your growth period at that point. You never know. You don't know what you are. You know who you are based on what somebody else says you are. But you don't really know who you are or what you are. Now, let me clarify that. We all know what God says, who God says we are, and who God says we can be. Clearly doesn't mean that that's who we are. So when the dust settles, man, who's sitting in the control booth? You have to ask yourself, so what do I really mean this morning? What I'm really saying this morning is that, you know, in order for you to control your controls, man, we did a whole segment on this in the Master Your Mindset series, and I talk about that series all the time because I'm gonna revamp it, and that series is going to be the foundation of some other stuff that we do. But control the controls, man, we talked about that so much because nothing happens until you start controlling those controls. And I said when the dust settles, the only thing you have left is what you create, right? What have you started? And we said on a previous show, we said, you know, if you don't know your purpose, then you're just a tool that someone else uses to achieve theirs. If you don't know your purpose, then you're just a tool that someone else uses to achieve theirs. So it's an imperative that you find out what your purpose is, let me say it this way, what your calling is. And only you and God knows what that is. So if you don't spend time at your own control booth figuring out what the controls are and what they do, figuring out who you are, what's at the core of who you are, how much growth do I really have to this point? How much quality time do I spend with myself? How much grind time do I have in the dark? How much am I really pressing myself? How much am I really, really doing when nobody else is watching? When there are no accolades being thrown my way, what am I really doing when nobody else sees me? What's my level of integrity, not based on someone else or what someone else perceives or someone else may want it to be? What's my level of integrity to myself? How true am I to myself? See, we're talking about a plant-based body as opposed to a steroid-stricken body, all right? We're talking about a mind on mind control by somebody else or a mind on your control by you growing and pushing and grinding so that when the light shines, there's no surprises on your behalf, because you know you've been grinding, right? But now everybody gets to see the you that you've created, and it's all you, man. There's no water weight, there's no fluff. We're talking about real muscle. We're talking about cut. We're talking about being ripped. We're talking about not just physically. We're talking about emotionally. We're talking about mentally. And seeing we talk about social media and we start talking about things like emotional well-being and physical well-being and all of that, and you talk about social media, which I believe is a surrogate platform, when you talk about social media, it's that thing that can keep you from becoming who you really, really are. Now, let me clarify, because I'm not dogging the platforms at all. I think they're a necessary thing, and I believe the world is evolving through those platforms. But you got to find your spot in it, and you got to make sure that you're controlling your controls and you're doing the things that you need to be doing to grow. Right? So, no, let's jump on a little bit about validation, or connection, or validation and connection. However you want to slice it, they're two different things. There's a difference, right? So who's validating you, or what's validating you? The only thing that should validate you is the only being that should validate you is God. God validates, right? Because he creates. So nobody else validates. Now, there's a connection that you want to be in line with, right? We always talk about being guilty by association or the law of connection. Be connected to people that are going the right way, but nobody else should validate you, right? You should validate yourself. If you're validating who you are, that means you're controlling the controls. There's a level of confidence that's there. And you got to tell you, I'm going to say it because this is a platform, right? The grind is a platform that this isn't the platform where, I want to get on here and tell you guys a bunch of stuff that I'm not. No, man, whatever I'm telling you right now, I'm in that season. I'm going through it. You don't have to see me. It's not for you to see. It's for me to grind. It's for me to get my weight up. And you only, a diamond only is produced through extreme pressure. So I've over these years, ladies and gentlemen, I've learned to put pressure on myself. I don't need the pressure from the outside. I laugh when people try to put pressure on me from the outside. It's funny to me. And when you control your own controls, it should be funny to you too. There is no pressure that breaks me on the outside. There isn't. I can handle anything that you throw at me. I promise you that. If you think you affect me, then I'm telling you, you don't. So to control your own controls means you control everything in your life. Nobody else can dictate what you do. You can be inspired by people, but you can't be validated by people. You can be connected to people, but you can't be validated by people. Only God validates you, and he did that when he created you. See, if you don't get this stuff in your spirit, deep down in who you are or who you're supposed to be, then you're always going to be where you are. And when the dust settles, when everything else is stripped away, there's this little puny mental, physical, and emotional being sitting there that really can't handle life. So get your weight up, right? Control your controls. Control your emotions. Let me clarify something on emotions, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Emotions were given to us by God. If we weren't supposed to have emotions about certain things, then he would have never given us emotions. You know, it's funny because emotions come in so many different facets. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the conversation got so good, and they said, are you cold? I said, no, it's just I get goosebumps when I'm being spoken to, and the spirit is leading. I get goosebumps, I get chills, and you can see the actual bumps on my arms, and it's happened to you guys before as well. So emotions come in, and reactions come in many different forms. Now, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you guys. I used to go to church and the pastor would say, stand up, give God some crazy praise. you know, you stand up and you praise, you know, and then yo, clap harder, clap louder. Some of y'all ain't clapping hard enough. Some of y'all ain't clapping loud enough. Some of y'all ain't screaming loud enough. Some of y'all are so bound up and yada, yada, yada. Some of y'all need to run around this place and do. Look, man, is this, are we here to praise in the way that we praise? Are we here just to do Simon Says? Yeah, I said it. Is this church or is this just Simon Says? Is this Mother May I, whatever the game is? I don't respond to that. See, because I believe that everybody, God gave us emotions for a reason, and everybody expresses their emotions in different ways. And it's not for me to judge anybody else's emotion. If you want to get up and run around, if somebody says something you like, man, get up and do cartwheels and flips. I'm not going to say anything about it. That's how you show your emotions, right? There is no handbook that says when somebody says, you know, tic-tac-toe, you should do this, this, and that. There's no handbook. God made all of us different. And we keep saying that on this show. God gave each of us a different fingerprint. How does that, why would he do that? We all respond to things in different ways. So what I'm saying, if the premise of this show is to be a platform for you to be able to control your controls, something, a platform that you can stand on, you can voice your opinion. And I love it because when we open up the YouTube platform, we'll try to get that done for Thursday. But when we open up the YouTube platform, then, you know, you're going to be able to, I can play all the music I want to play. I can say what I want to say. I can, and you guys can say whatever comments you want to say because you have a voice. The Grind wants to be a platform that, you know, not for me to stand on and pump my chest, but for you guys to say, you know what, I can, I will, I can do it. I am somebody. I'm the person that God created. I am who he said I am. And I'm going to stand on this platform, and I'm going to say it the way it needs to be said. I'm going to say it tastefully, and I'm going to express myself because I have a voice. I control my controls. Remember, at the end of the day, you have to figure out who you really are. And your growth doesn't start until you know who that person is. So you can't let people dictate everything to you and tell you what you should do. This is how you should do it. Do it this way. Do it that way. Blah, 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 blah. At some point in time, you got to start learning on your own, right? I said something the other day on a call. I said, you know, if I got to tell you something three times, then I believe you're slow. It's the realest show ever. I know you don't act like you guys ain't thought it. I'm telling you right now, if I tell you something three times, I think you're slow. And I don't want to have to sit down and tell people the same thing three times. Write it down. If you don't write it down the first time, no problem. I get it. Maybe you missed something. If you don't write it down the second time and you got to ask the third time, then I believe that you're a little slow. It is what it is. So at the end of the day, you have to flex the muscle, man, that you have. And if you don't have any muscles to flex because you haven't been grinding, then guess what? You're not going to flex nothing because you don't control those controls. So God gave us all emotions for a reason. Figure out how to control those emotions. Figure out when to deploy those emotions and how to deploy them so that they don't stifle you. You know, I've heard it said, you know, there's no room for emotions and business. I get it. That's a true statement. There's two sides to that statement. You know, you have to show the emotion the way you want to show it, but when emotion hinders your business, when you get so wrapped up on what other people are saying or what other people are doing, and your emotions get caught up in it, and you're sitting still, you can't do anything. That's what we mean when we say there's no place for emotions and business in the same arena. You can be happy and excited for your business and excited for other people. You can be happy, and those emotions are welcomed in the industry, in any industry. But you can't let those emotions grab you and hold you so that now you don't want to do anything because you're mad because you're not here or you're not there. You are where you're supposed to be right now based on what you've been doing. You thought I was going to let you off the hook, didn't you? I mean, people always tell you, you are where you're supposed to be. Yeah, you are. Based on what you've been doing, you are where you're supposed to be. So if you want to be somewhere different, then do something different, right? If you want to have more, do more. It's a simple equation. You know, we get so caught up on the cliches that let us off the hook, right? It's easy because it's comfortable. We all look for somebody to coddle us and something to pat us on the back and say, you know, it's okay. You know, don't worry about it. You're gonna do this and you're going to do that. Yeah, okay, all of that. Great, great. But if you never do it, it doesn't matter. So we get caught up on all of the cliches that tell us, you know, we are where we are and that's okay. No, tell yourself it's not okay. It's not okay that I am where I am. I got to do more. And I'm in my process, and I'm controlling my controls. I'm not allowing anybody to stop me, not allowing anybody to hinder me, man. I'm moving forward. I'm not procrastinating anymore. I got to move. I can't keep talking about what I'm doing if I'm not doing it. Just do it, right? Go Nike on them, man. Just do it. So if we get caught up in all of the little things that's going on around us, then it's easy to get sidetracked by those secondary circumstances, right? And I'm telling you, it's easy. And we sit back and we wonder why we're not moving. And we're going to wrap this thing up when I come back, man. But I want y'all to hear this song and just meditate a little bit, man, and think about it and come out, man, a beast. Because, you know, this platform is a platform, man, for you to actually say, you know what, man, he's right. I get it. You know, I get it. I gotta become a beast. I got to do what I know needs to be done. And I got to wake up and motivate myself. And I got to wake up and inspire myself. And I can't just always sit back and wait for somebody else to do it, man. I got to do it myself. So we'll be right back, man. Close this thing out, all right? Stay tuned.
Hey, biz, let it drop right here.
Just trying to fly with you. Let me tell you, man, look, I ain't never lied to you. I'ma keep it real. I'ma ride with you, get the key and peel. If you're getting money like you're getting a wheel, don't fill a bass, don't make a meal. If you're hating on me, then you're speaking tongues, get a translator. If you're breaking on me, go let us know, I got plans later. Look, I've been trying to tell them since 0405. It's real talk. Hell, you know these people doubt me every time. Had an alter ego, but my ego altered at the altar call. Looked up at the ceiling and I heard the angels talking, y'all. What they say, I was made in his image, in his likeness. Fight this, if you don't like this. Herbs and spices, righteous. Nothing in the world quite like this. Hold on to it with a tight fist. Prototype this, no matter what your type is.
You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. And I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice. Got angels over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though.
You want me, come and get me. Hey, fam, say I can't be calling people slow. Man, y'all know this is the realest show ever, man. Y'all already know that this is unscripted conversation. This is what we do. Hey, man, this is what I say. This is what I say, okay? If you walk by the shoe, whatever said, if you walk by the shoe, and you put it on your foot. If it fits, then wear it. If it don't, then kick it off and keep walking, right? But I'm going to tell y'all, it's just 100, right? Y'all know if y'all in corporate America, you sitting at your desk, if somebody come and ask you the same question three times, I'm telling you right now, it ain't, if you tell me that you don't think something wrong with them, then whatever, you ain't keeping it 100. Anyway, man, man, I love the show. I'm going to tell y'all. Hey, look. Let's revamp a little bit, recoup a little bit. I guess I'm sorry. Let's go back a little bit and then wrap this thing up because I want y'all to really really get this and I want y'all to understand how important it is, man, for you to control your controls and really start your process of growth. Because when the dust settles, man, it's got to be something more there than just everything on the outside that you were, you know, admiring, everything on the outside that you were pumping up and pushing, everything on the outside. I mean, what's there when it all settles? You know, we talked about, you know, the Instagram and the Facebook platform and things of that nature. We talked about having the ability to speak life or death, you know, through that platform. God gave us one tongue, but all of a sudden, you know, now we have the ability to be what we call thumb thugs, to actually be able to say what we want to say, you know, and maybe not speak life to people, you know, on social media. So you've got that ability to do that. So there's another tool that's been put in your toolbox, and it can either destroy or it can give life. So that's your choice, right? Your choice. If your choice is to give life, then be free and give life. You know, if people say, well, I want to be free and I want to just say all kinds of ratchet stuff, or I want to be free and I want to just, you know, and I want to just be at war with people, you know, every day. You know, everything I post is going to be about war. Somebody trying to slight me or somebody trying to, you know, do something to me. Or, yeah, if that's you, then be free. Do it, man. That's up to you. You know, then just remember, you attract, you know, what you put out. All right. So I'm going to choose life. All right. So the only battle that you should really have in life, man, is with yourself. That's it. You should battle the self that you was yesterday. Right. So you want to be a different person today than you were yesterday. That means you want to move higher. It means you want to move further. So you know, that's the only battle. I got to be better than who I was yesterday. When you start making yourself the only competition, then you're going to quickly realize that, man, ain't nothing that happens on the outside can really hurt you. All right. That's why I can say, hey, man, if y'all want to thrash yourselves and always speak death to people and complication and drama, then, hey, man, knock yourself out. But anyway, we talked about validation and connection, or validation versus connection. You know, nobody should validate you, you know, but there's a law of connection that comes into play, meaning you want to be connected to people that are actually making a difference. Connect to people that are actually moving forward, right? And, you know, make sure that those people are the right people. You vibe together, you gel together. You know, we call that circle, right? So not everybody, you know, it's going to be in the same circle with people. But go back to what I just said about social media, man. You know, Speak life into your situation. Speak life into everybody else's situation. You know, not everybody's meant to be in your circle. It is what it is. You know, people move different directions all the time, man. It's just all a part of life. You know, wish them the best and keep moving, man. All right, so validation and connection, both of them, you know, it's important that you know the difference. Nobody should validate you. God did that in the very beginning when he told you what you could be, right? So, and we also know that everything happens for a reason, right? You just need to find out what that reason is. Adjust your life accordingly, all right, from whatever just happened to you. Don't respond to what happened. Sit back, look at what happened, figure out why it happened, fix that, right? Fix that. And we talked about those emotions because your emotions can actually, help or hurt, right? So if you respond to something that happens in a negative way, then what happens is you can put yourself in the arena for the negativity. And now you're wondering why I'm stuck in this loop of drama and I can't get out because you responded the wrong way. You deployed the wrong emotion and you didn't figure out that what just happened to you happened for a reason, and it's a reason that's meant to move you forward, never backwards, right? So figure that out and adjust accordingly and understand that all emotions in life have a place. It's just a matter of how you spit them back out, how you display those emotions, because God created those emotions in each of us for a reason. We should feel anger. We should feel happiness. We should feel some fear. All of that is for a reason. So figure out that, you know, if I'm angry about what just happened, how am I going to respond to it? Am I going to take the lesson and am I going to lash out, or am I going to take the lesson and I'm going to put it in my toolbox and I'm going to realize, okay, I don't want to use that again, or I want to make sure that if this happens again, I'm not in that arena. I'm not, boom. You make the necessary adjustments, right? And express yourself properly. And ultimately, guys, we talked about controlling your controls. Nothing happens until you control those controls. Get the people out of your control booth that are not pushing you in the direction that God created you to go, and start moving yourself in the direction. If it's something that you've always wanted to do, man, then start it. Okay? Start it. And we're going to do a whole show on starting, because I believe that the start is the hardest part of anything that we do, right? Just to get started, because a lot of people can't get started because they don't know what to do. And even if it is something that they may not have an expertise in, there's something that you can do to get it started, just to start it, right? Master Your Mindset series talked about that. It talked about getting it started, right? So let's get it started, man. Control your controls, you know, get the water weight out, get the fluff out. And understand that, man, you know what? I got to, when dust settles, I got to be who it is that I'm supposed to be, and not have to worry about being somebody, this little puny wimp of a person sitting there because I haven't started my growth process because I'm not controlling my own controls. So, ladies and gentlemen, until Thursday, see you guys in a couple of days. Thank you for chiming in to the grind, man. You could have been doing anything that you wanted to do, but you chose to be right here on the grind with me today, man, and I don't take that lightly. I'm humbled, man. I appreciate you guys. Hopefully some gaps were bridged and you guys were able to actually adjust accordingly, man, and go out and make your day stronger, make your life better, and stand on the platform and say, you know what? I can, man. I will, and this is who I am. I'm moving into the person that God created me to be. Look up somebody today, man. Call them up and tell them that you made it. Tell them that I'm no longer the person that I was before. I made it right here where I want to be, right? So, man, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for jumping on, and we're going to see you guys on the show Thursday morning, bright and early at 8 a.m., and we're going to talk about something else that's going to help bridge some gaps. God bless you guys, and have a great day, all right?
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl. Let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree. For you, that's what I like. That's what I like.